This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome back. That was some Jessica Manboy for you. And we are here in the studio with Kel to talk about youth unemployment. Since the global financial crisis, youth unemployment has tripled. And in addition to this startling fact is that long-term unemployment is now a part of life for many young Australians.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So right now in Victoria, there are about 81,900 unemployed young people with enough working experience to get a job, but unemployers are either unwilling to hire a young person, or the amount of jobs versus the amount of people is just greatly unbalanced. So what do you have to say about this, Kel?
It gets really, really frustrating. Just in the beginning, having to, like, looking for jobs is fine, but it gets a bit soul-crushing when you've been searching for work for so long and people don't get back to you, because so many things are online applications nowadays.
Yeah. When you say for so long, how long have you been looking?
A bit under a year now.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I've done, like, unskilled work, like, over the Christmas period and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. But I haven't had a full job for that time.
Yeah, it's just a really frustrating cycle to be stuck in, like, because you just can't see where you're going to be and you're just stuck there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because
very much so.
We know that you've got, like, great presentation and communication skills.
Oh,
so how does it feel when the weeks start clocking up and there hasn't been a change?
It's quite draining.
Yeah.
Not having a set routine and not doing anything. Like not having any reason to wake up or get up out of the, out of bed or that sort of thing. It's not exhausting, but you just find yourself with no energy.
You just be a really big train on just everything. I think I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. And it starts to get you down, and it gets worse and worse slowly. And there are things you can do to help out, and like continually searching for jobs and that sort of thing. But so few are available. I was at a nursery where they just had an open day and said, just bring your resume and come in. We want to say good day. They probably had 40 people all turn up and come in and do a really, really brief interview, just say good day so they can meet in person, because they didn't like online applications.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then re-advertised after that. They didn't hire a single person.
Wow.
So it's
really
a bit crazy out there at the moment.
That happened to my friend in the western suburbs when she was applying for a nursing job. Like, they advertised a job, they brought a few people in, but when they couldn't find a capable candidate to meet their criteria, they just re-advertised without telling anyone.
Yeah, and I get that. Like, you want the right person for the job, but sometimes you just don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it looks like they're looking for someone who doesn't even exist. You know, people can show up with great resumes and everything like that, but they'll still say, you know, you don't feel like the right candidate. But
yeah,
you wonder what they're waiting for.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, I think it can be a case of, oh, to get to work here, you need experience. But how are you going to get experience if no
one's
willing
to hire? Without being able to work there, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
It's a bit of a catch-22.
There seems to be just no way out. So why do you think that employers aren't really looking at young people for employment?
They want people with experience, and a lot of young people just coming straight out of school and that sort of thing don't have a huge amount of experience. And again, it's that we want you to have experience, but we're not willing to take the risk of training you up so that you have the necessary experience, that sort of thing.
Yeah, what I have done for the purpose of getting experience, I've done a lot of volunteer work, which unfortunately doesn't pay the bills.
No, it really doesn't. I do
yeah.
a lot of volunteer work here at Joy, and I love it
yes.
here at Joy, and it's the highlight of my week, that sort of thing. But no. No, no bills paid for Callum. No, not like that.
So, do you think there's a job crisis in Australia?
Certainly for the youth, and actually certainly for a lot of manufacturers. I live in Geelong and really saw the effect that it had on a lot of different people who were working for Holden and Ford.
Yeah.
Who, oh, yeah.
Shut down around
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Like, met a lot of them just on the street, because Geelong's a reasonably friendly town, and some people will just have conversations with you despite you having no idea who they are. Not always a bad thing. Sometimes it is. Yeah, and sitting around, standing in line, you know, waiting for a coffee or whatever, or waiting to go in for a job interview, and you're chatting with these people who are asking, you know, talking about why you're there.
Yeah. If anyone who's listening has anything to add to this whole topic, unemployment,
absolutely,
remember to text us in 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au.
We'd love to hear from you.
Because one reason I chose education for my undergraduate course, thinking, you know what, an education degree is never really going to let me down. I don't know if I'll continue in it, but it's always something I can fall back on. Not really.
Yeah, a lot of degrees these days, I find, or certificates you can get, don't offer as much as you'd think they would, because you don't have the necessary experience to go in there, unless that degree can get you experience, or you get the experience while earning the degree.
Like that is a useful thing with education, because I did have my 80 days of teaching placement, but, you know, and schools do need to hire a certain number of first-year graduates, but there's so many first-year graduates every year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at a science course. I'm just finishing year 12 this year, and after that I'm looking at a science course, and it's the same thing everywhere. It's just almost impossible to find actual employment in the fields that you really want to get into. So then you look at other fields, but then it can be even harder to get jobs there because they want someone with a completely different background, and you're just stuck there sitting thinking, what do I do?
And especially when you do a broad... like a bachelor degree in science, that sort of thing. It's something like a lot of things you have to really stay back and do a master's or specialise.
Yeah.
But even when you do specialise, I've got a Bachelor of Primary Education, that funnels directly into one particular job. It's still a bit tough because there are so many people with that exact degree wanting to do that exact job.
Yeah, and so few job places around.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd like, you know, anything you feel like you've learned during your job hunt that you'd like to share?
Get back to people, I think, is something I've learned makes it incredibly difficult and makes it sort of hard to continue fighting for employment. I guess it's a bit of a fight at the moment, is that especially because so many people ask for online applications and they'll say, if you're not contacted by this date or if we don't contact you, it's you've been unsuccessful. It's great to get that feedback.
Yeah.
And it's also incredibly hard to get that feedback. I've called people who I've had interviews with and that sort of thing for traineeships and all that sort of stuff. And I've called them back to find out, you know, when or like, you know, where I sort of failed in getting the job so I can improve for other opportunities, and they just don't get back to you.
Do you have any advice for young people, you know, maybe looking even for their first job, who don't really know how to go about actually getting a job and, you know, going through the interview process effectively?
Keep trying and be noisy. if you've dropped your resume off at a place, go back there and say, hi, I wonder, you know, like, have you read it yet? Have you seen that sort of thing? Don't go in every day, maybe once a week or something.
So don't be obnoxious, but make yourself known.
Yes, exactly. Don't let yourself just fall under the wayside, especially if they're like, oh, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, that sort of thing. Or, yeah, we'll get back to you. If they don't get back to you within, say, a week, contact them. Be proactive.
Fantastic.
Out of curiosity, I was wondering what field you were looking for jobs in.
Radio would be awesome. until then, I just have to find. I'm happy pretty much with any old job to pay the bills.
Oh, okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah. I think that's the point most of us are at. Yep. Thanks so much for your time tonight.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.